Players abroad on Sokola Duma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain Slu Paho speaking. Welcome back to Sokola Duma Airways. It's been a while. Flight 008 will be taking off shortly. Once we do, we'll do one final round of hand sanitizing before preparing the cabin. We are headed to Varberg, Sweden, and joining us for the cabin's in-flight entertainment is Luke LaRue of Varberg Boys, a former Supersport United youth. Stay safe. Keep your mask on and try not to touch your face. Crew, please prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Sokola Duma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined by a Supersport United youth who has moved over to Sweden and is playing for Varbergs. It's Luke LaRue. Thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, my man. Thanks for having me. It's a big pleasure to be here. It's a big pleasure.
So, you moved over earlier this year. Overall, how has life in Sweden treated you so far?
Look, I've been here for, I think it's 6 months now. So, it's been an amazing experience all in all. The country is a very beautiful country. I mean, we were the only country that didn't go into lockdown. So, that was okay for me. I didn't have to be in the house 24/7. We still train even during this pandemic and things we had to train because Sweden was not on lockdown, as I mentioned. And just, I think I'm adapting a bit to the lifestyle. It's just the weather that's the tricky part for me. It's summer now, but winter, oh my God, it's very bad. Winter is very bad.
I can imagine over there in Scandinavia, it's tough. So how did the move to Sweden initially come about back in January?
Look, in October 2019, that's when I came here for a two-week trial. So I've been invited by the club, and during the 2 weeks, I think I impressed the coaches and everyone here. And then maybe 3 weeks after the trial, I got a phone call from my agent saying, look, Varberg Boys are really interested. And my contract was coming to an end at Supersport 2, so it was the perfect time for me to move to a different environment.
Sounds great. And now that you've got a few games under your belt as well, how are you finding the football, or particularly the style of football as compared to here back home?
Look, of course, what I've noticed here in Sweden, you have, I would say, probably 5-6 big and top teams in the league. Not that the others are bad, but I'm just saying, like back home, you have the big five or the big four. So the football is very good. What I've also noticed is it's not always about the style of play. It's all about winning. So sometimes it's not the Barcelona tiki-taka, you know. It's this catch and grab or kick and charge or whatever, as long as you get the 3 points. And for me, I'm adapting to that. I've played 6 games now so far, all the games in the league, and it's just amazing to play, you know. Once you're happy on the pitch, getting game time, I mean, what else do you want?
And apart from the lifestyle, does that kind of change in temperature also, do you have to adapt to it in terms of the football play? Because I know playing in cold weather can be slightly more tough than summer weather.
Yes, of course, it's very bad. I mean, we had a game on Monday. It was so windy throughout the 90 minutes. We could hardly make 2-3 passes together. So we just had to try and play it behind them and just play off second balls or whatever. So it's very difficult. But as a footballer, you know, you have to adapt to all the conditions. And I'm a firm believer of if you are a footballer, you need to play in any kind of conditions.
Yeah. In order to succeed, you have to be ready for anything. And, you know, you're going to be developing into one for the future for South Africa. But unfortunately, you know, we don't get Swedish football on Supersport. So for those who haven't been able to see you come through the ranks here, what type of footballer would you describe yourself as?
Look, I'm a holding midfielder, a number 6. I can play as a number 8, also box-to-box midfielder. I think my people don't see me often. They don't see what I obviously feel and see on the pitch is that I'm a very vocal player. I think also now that I've been here at this team for 6 months only, once you get used to know the players, you're happy in your environment and everything is just okay. You're not shy anymore. You're out of your shell. You start talking and everything just comes naturally once you're on the pitch. So I think that point also for me, I'm very vocal on the pitch because the demands in my position is very high. You need to speak. You need to be aware at all times. And just, yeah, I'm just a player that does the basics. I wouldn't say I'm South African. If you think of South African players, you think of skill, you think of flair, you think of speed or whatever. But me, I just keep it simple.
Keeping it simple. And, you know, you mentioned that you haven't really experienced lockdown. Were you able to, has football just continued throughout, or were you able to come home in between?
No, I haven't been at home since December. I haven't been at home. Also, our league was actually supposed to start in April, but it was postponed a little bit to June. So it's not like it was not any cases. It was a few cases, just that the country decided not to go into lockdown.
I see. And, you know, so far, what do you miss most about home? I have a sneaky suspicion, aside from family, I know one thing you might be missing over in Sweden, but what are you missing the most?
First thing that comes to my mind is the food.
Yeah.
Definitely the food. That's what I miss a lot.
That's always the case. Is the food in Sweden that I heard there's a lot of fish dishes that side?
Yes, it is, but it's not actually too bad, you know. But nothing compares to the food back home. Your mother's food. That's what I most though, definitely.
100%. Often we ask, in the league, are there any other South Africans that you've been able to link up with that side? We know that South Africans have gone through the Swedish ranks before. Off the top of my head right now, I can't think who's over there. But have you been able to link up with anyone familiar?
No, not really, to be honest with you. The only South Africans that is in the league at the moment in the Allsvenskan is my two teammates. It's Desrick Matthews and Keenan Ayer.
Yeah.
That's the only South Africans I know that's playing in this league at this moment.
Has them being there allowed you to settle in a lot quicker, at least having familiar faces?
Yeah, of course, definitely. They helped me a lot since day one. I mean, I've known Desrick for like probably 6 years now. Keenan I know since last year. So having them here, and they played in Europe before me, so they could show me the ins and the outs and everything. So it definitely helped me.
And last but not least, you're of course in contention for a spot in that Olympic team of ours. The Olympics have of course been postponed. Is that something that's on your vision board, a goal and target of yours?
Of course it is. Obviously, to play for your country, well, it's a big honor. So obviously you have to work towards something. I mean, also, if you look at the midfielders that are there at the moment in the under-23 category, it's the midfielders, they are just phenomenal. I mean, you have the likes of Tebza, you have Sipombulu, you have Grant Macherman. I mean, it's just crazy, man. So if I miss out, it's not the end of the world, you know. At least my country is there doing well. But if I can get the opportunity, why not? Of course, I'll grab it with both hands.
Absolutely. Well, Luke, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you, and all the best for this season and your continued success.
Thank you, my man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for disembark. This is how we wrap up Flight 008 of Players Abroad. A big thank you to Luke Leroux of Varberg Boys for joining us on the flight. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my co-pilot, Simon Strella, stay safe and have a great day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.